Right, so this is our final podcast for now on driving restrictions, and hopefully this is going to be a little bit easier. So in this scenario, we are going to continue with the DVLA guidance, which is around assessing fitness to drive, but we will cover something that's covered most often in question banks. So you have a patient who has been surgically managed for a spontaneous subdural hematoma, and they hold a Group 1 license. So how long should this patient not drive for? So the patient should not drive for at least 6 months, and they must notify the DVLA. So had the patient not had any surgical treatment, then the rules actually differ, because they can resume driving on recovery as long as there's no underlying lesion left or any underlying deficit. Now, with regards to Group 2 licensing, they must also notify the DVLA. However, they have to have at least 6 months off, irrespective of the treatment, and they also have to have an individualized assessment to reassess whether they are fit to drive a lorry or bus. So the important thing is, if somebody's had a subdural hematoma, you would hope that the hospital takes onus on giving them the driving rules, but irrespective of that, they have to speak to the DVLA. And for now, this concludes our theme of driving, but keep an eye on the DVLA guidance, the assessing fitness to drive regularly, because the guidance may change. And this podcast has been recorded in December 2021. So if you're listening to it at a later date, then do check up-to-date guidance. And the other thing that I would mention is that in our admin course, we have a quiz that you can do on driving regulations. So do check that out, because it's really cool in terms of what the fitness to drive scenarios may be like in the AKT, and you can have a go at some. So I hope this helps, and we're going to move on to a new theme in our next podcast. This podcast is hosted by wellmedic.co.uk. We help GP trainees pass the AKT.